Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone together. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew. I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew. I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea. Nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew. From West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Way.
We are Hebrews.
Hello, my sister.
Shalom and greetings. Bless you all. Hallelujah. My name is Sister Ashley, the host of tonight's show. I have my beloved mother as my host with me in Georgia. With me tonight, only audibly. I hope you can hear us. Welcome to the Straight Way Truth Ministries. We represent a lot of women. I want to give all praise to the Most High for preserving any woman from this wicked generation. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, let's jump to you. Let's get a sound check.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Ashley. Shalom to all the daughters of Zion. It's an honor to be here again for another episode of Sister to Sister. What an awesome opportunity we have to be able to come together as women in the ministry to represent Yah. I pray everyone is doing well. We have tens rolling in, Sister Ashley, so whenever you're ready, we can move forward.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Hey, tonight I want to open up the emails. I want to open up the phone calls. So go ahead and do that, Mother Jennifer. Go ahead and open us up. Introduce that open communication and tell them how to reach us tonight.
Yes, ma'am. If you desire to call in, you can call 515-602-9654, or you can call 310-982-4226. If you desire to speak and ask a question or give a testimony, you can press the number 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. If you have an email, you would like to email your question, you can send that to straightwayhelpmeet@gmail.com. We do not have a particular topic tonight, so you can pretty much ask what you would like. If we have an answer for you, then we will answer. If we don't, then we will try to get you to the right person, or we'll try to get the answer for you. Mr. Ashley?
Hallelujah. Bless you, everyone listening. Thank you to those who are in the chat room tonight. As she said, we do not have any direction for tonight. Very blank. She is very blank, meaning hoping that the show will come together if it need be. We won't be here long if it's not for you guys. I mean, if you don't have something for us, hopefully you're following everything, following the ministry, following along, watching what Yah is doing. I did, and I hope to see Mother Muncie tonight. I asked Mother Muncie and Mom Margaret. It was kind of a greeting that went like this. They're here today, just arrived maybe 4:30, saw them in the dining hall, and said, "Hallelujah, Mom." You know I got to call her Mom. If you knew our dynamic, she really is a mother to me. And I say, "Mom, I'm so glad you're here. You can go live on the show with me." And she said, "Oh," if you could, you know, hear her accent, if you know our Mother Muncie, "Oh, I have nothing to say." And I said, "Please, please, Mother, come on." And I see her. I see her coming in. You guys see her? There she is. Hallelujah. So it'll be a few minutes. We'll give her a minute to come in. I wasn't sure if she would show up. And this is me and Mother Jennifer moments before the show. Like, "Hey, got anything you want to share?" "Nope." "You got anything?" "Nope." "All right." So we're going to wait on Mother Muncie. Mother Jennifer, how long have you known Mother Muncie?
Oh, Sister Ashley, I met Mother Muncie shortly after coming into the ministry. So I would say about 10 to 11 years I've known her. And it really has been, it's been an honor and a pleasure just, you know, knowing her and having her in our lives here in Georgia. And I'm just happy to have her on the show tonight.
Hallelujah. We hope, I'm sure she was planning on enjoying the show from home or enjoying Grandma Barb's fellowship. Also, Mother Mom Margaret from South Carolina. She'll be joining us in just a moment. I got an audience tonight, very small audience. There's three of them and three more coming in now with Grandma Barb included. So, that's six total. Hallelujah from the audience.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Oh, Mom, come on. Mom Margaret, Mom Muncie, come. Hey, if you got questions tonight, type them in the chat. Send them an email. It's going to be perhaps a laid-back show. Nothing is planned. Nothing is thought out. This is what we call fellowship. This is what we call fellowship. Praise Yah. Oh, my goodness. Welcome and thank you. They can't see your smiles. You're like, "What is Ashley going to possibly ask?" I don't know, Mom. What you got? You got a paper? Tell them hi so they can hear you.
Shalom, sisters.
Shalom.
Shalom. Bless y'all.
Hallelujah. Hey, thank you for being examples. Thank you for being examples.
Hallelujah.
I have two aged women before me. You know what we didn't do really quick? Mother Jennifer, give a quick acknowledgement from your end and all praise to the Most High, and 120 days until Passover. So let's hear from you, Mother Jennifer. Share your heart for a moment.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. I just want to acknowledge the Most High for placing me here in a ministry of strong, sound leaders, you know, just to be able to learn from a husband such as what Elder Rufus is, to be led in such a sound manner. I'm so grateful for that, to have the leadership of Pastor Dow, who is just never shaken by anything. It really is an honor just to be a woman who finally knows what my place is, who knows what my role is, and that was not something that I came here knowing. So I just want to acknowledge the Most High. I want to acknowledge my husband. I want to acknowledge our leader for bringing me to a place where I can know who I am. I have an identity. I know what my role is, and I don't have to pretend to be anything else at all. And that's all I have. Sister Ashley.
Thank you so much. I'm back here gleaning from these two already. Thank you. Mom Margaret, your first time on the show, huh?
Yes. Well, I was on the show once before.
Years ago?
I know, just a couple of summers ago.
Summers ago.
Yeah, when I was out here and I came to visit and worked in the land.
Oh, I do remember picking
yes.
beans.
Picking
thank you
beans.
For that memory.
Yes, yes, that was good. Mom was sitting around and learning how to milk goats. All that good stuff. Yeah.
Are both of you are older than 50? That's what I'll share on the show. Older than 50, age women in the ministry, and that's why I said thank you so much for the example. So. We're going to just fellowship. That's what we're going to do. That's all we're doing. We have a microphone. We can pretend it's here or not. But both of you were driving in the same car on the way up here.
Yes, ma'am.
And dialogue was wonderful, huh? About Jesus, about what else? Tell me something.
Well, we were talking about our past, the way that we grew up. And... we were talking about our pastor. So
I hope all that comes up tonight.
Yeah, we have nothing to hide here.
Nothing to hide, yes.
No, ma'am.
You both fear the Most High. You know he listens. He
yes.
watches. He mm-hmm. has an eye on you. He's seen him do a lot for you, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I've seen your countenance change, Mom, Hallelujah. Margaret, over the years, just the brighter.
Hallelujah.
Remember early years? How many years ago was it? 12 years? That
it's,
you've been in the faith?
It's been, Alyssa's 15.
15.
So
Alyssa's 15.
3 months old when we came into the faith. But just to give a shout out to South Carolina.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Brandon.
Brother Brandon.
And blessed pastor and his, Sharius, his family. But yeah, it was about 15 years in March. We came here and...
Alyssa stayed in my room, do you remember?
Yeah.
She was a little girl, baby,
yeah,
in diapers.
I remember that.
She's
I remember.
15 now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talk about that. Alyssa, stay with me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember the first visit here, we actually didn't stay on the land. We went to the nearby hotel, and you came and you stayed with us that
night. Was a spiritual experience. Do you remember that?
Yes. Well, the fact that it was the area code 666, that was like, ooh.
That was already startling, right?
Creepy.
Wow, very special experience.
Yeah.
There was demonic presences and spiritual happenings in the
that
atmosphere
time.
That
mm-hmm.
kept us from sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Bumps, bangs, shadows,
yeah.
Talking, things that were, yeah.
And then after that, the following time we came over, because, you know, we used to come once a month. And we would stay with Mother Barb.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stayed with Mother Barb, she,
wow.
she would, you know, she would just soak knowledge into us.
Yeah.
She would just, we was like a sponge, and we was just trying to take everything in. And we
wow.
And that was the time when Mother Barb and, if Mother Barb remembers, she would give us information on deliverance, and she would give us information on the songs that we were singing and stuff
yeah.
like that. It was just
you're taking my mind down memory lane. I have not even thought of these things. Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I have an old memory coming up. Mother Jennifer, I'm freeing you from tonight's show.
Cool.
Bless you. Would you like to say anything before you go?
Hallelujah. Bless you. It's an honor to have both of you on the show tonight, and I just look forward to sitting and listening and going down memory lane with you. And Sister Ashley, there is a question in the chat room. So thank you and bless you. Shalom.
Thank you so much. I was ready for a plan B show, me and Sakina. It's brewing. Don't worry. I was taking some of the experience and the things that she had, that she has had. Hallelujah. And we'll save it for another time. Mom and Mom showed up. All right, let's see. The question is, Shalom Sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer, I do have a question. Would you please be able to discuss honoring the Sabbath in the right way? My family and I do keep the Sabbath, but I want to make sure we are covering all ends of honoring it the correct way. For example, can we heat up food in the oven? Activities maybe to do with the children. Yes, key word for the Sabbath is remember. That's the main thing. You are remembering the Sabbath day every seventh day. Remember, remember, remember. Heating up food is, pushing a couple of buttons. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we all do that. Yes, ma'am. We try to do all of our work 6 days.
Yes, ma'am.
And prep our food and do the majority of what you can. So you make it easy for yourself on the Sabbath. Yes, you can heat up food. Activities maybe to do with the children. That's like, you know, there's a focus on abstaining from your pleasures. So that's different from each family. We've also shared on the show before that you want to teach them that it is fun to remember the Sabbath, that it's honoring, that it's not bondage, you know. They're going to take everything away from you and you're not going to do anything and you're going to sit down and be quiet and not say anything. No, you know. Maybe turn on the music. Maybe turn on, I have these slideshows that I play that are, especially when the children were little, now it doesn't matter, but they are Yah's creation. And they're really beautiful scenery with music in the background. And some of our cold winter days, we would stay inside and just talk about those. But we're three women on the mic tonight that keep Sabbath and remember Sabbath every week, but probably do different things.
Right.
So I think I'm going to maybe go to you both to say, what do you do on the Sabbath? Because it'll be freeing for them to know that there's liberty.
Well, right now, I'm fellowship with South Carolina.
Fellowship
with
South Carolina.
So
you drive on the Sabbath?
Yes, ma'am. I drive, but I put gas in my car the day before when it's no Sabbath.
Yes.
So I'm ready with everything, so I try not to do anything that, you know, I should not be done.
Hallelujah.
But I do drive to South Carolina and fellowship with them, and we do everything together.
Praise Yah. All right, so Mom Muncy, how do you keep and remember the Sabbath? What's something that maybe is different for you?
Now,
Mom Margaret, why'd I say that? Mom Muncy, forgive me.
Mom Margaret, that was to you.
Mom Margaret, sorry.
Pretty much the same way. We just relax, just enjoy the Sabbath as the pastor's off. You know, we just sit around, talk, fellowship, enjoy each other's company. Sometimes we might even rest. You know, we might even lay down, you know,
yes.
And take a nap. But mostly it's just enjoying the Sabbath, and the children are usually around playing. And when I say playing, just enjoying each other's company, laughing, talking.
How many people are in your fellowship, you think, like a regular Shabbat?
A regular Shabbat? Let me start counting.
Yeah. And that's under Brandon's roof, Brother Brandon's roof every week? Yes.
I would say, what you say? Maybe like
14. 14, 15?
15. Yes, including the children.
Including the children.
About 20, 25.
Okay, 20, 25.
And that's all right. Guesstimating, but I mean, if I just start counting everybody, it would be, about 25, because I'm thinking the adults and the children.
And if you're new to watching us or listening, we gather in our homes. That's what we do. We gather from home to home to home. As Buster says, the living room got too big, so we built a tabernacle. So driving up here, I'm interested. What did you say about your father? What did you say about your dad, Mama C? Teach me about your dad.
We were talking about the old days. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I guess you know me for a long time. I don't talk much.
Right.
Because I ask why. Well, that's the way that I was raised. Women keep their mouth shut. And we don't talk that much. And the less that you talk, the less problems you will, get into. And we also were talking about Pastor. And you said, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor, for having me anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. Because when I heard Pastor the first time, I was telling Sis Margaret, remind me my father. My father will talk to you like Pastor. And I fall in love. Immediately, it was like, oh, Jesus, I have my father back, I know he's young. He cannot be my father, but that's what I felt. It's like
when somebody talked to you the way that my father was talking, I was not, it was a man talking to me, you know. My father used to tell me things like he said, hey, you woman, you know, you have to keep your place and you be quiet. And that's all that I can tell you, where that we were talking and reminded the old past. Mm-hmm. Women this day, they don't know. They talk too much. Mm-hmm. And they want to talk about everything. And they want to talk all the time.
They got good ideas, Mom. Good input, you know, good theories. Good.
Too many ideas, and that's why we get so much trouble.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know me. If you come and ask me a question, I am here. I answer to you. But the Jackie, like I see the jump.
Yak.
Yes. That is not for me.
Did you know your J and your Y is interchangeable in your language, Mom? That's why you say Jackie. And in English, we say yak.
Yes.
That's how easily I can follow you.
Don't worry.
It's very Hebrew.
Yeah.
Switch the J and the Y. Did you know that? Hallelujah. Yak. Don't do it, right? Hallelujah.
No, don't talk that much. So, yes, I fall in love with pastors because remind me my father, a person or a man that who will put you on your place.
Yeah.
And there was no other way to talk. When Dad came home and he opened his mouth, we really will, you know, when we obedient, we obey, and I do feel secure. I don't know. It's like, I don't know, it's this feeling that you have somebody that cares for you.
Yes.
So that's what I don't understand the youngers when they start complaining about him. And sometimes I don't know why they get offense, because if it's not with you, why do you care? Have you done something wrong? If I do something wrong, I would love him to come on my face and tell me what I did wrong. Because that's the only way that I can change.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? When my father used to come, you did this, but he will not only tell me what I was wrong. He said, if you do it again, oh my goodness. Even the way that we speak, we have to be very careful the way that we were talking on my age, because my father would not tolerate things. Talking to a man, I still these days, if I want to come here, I don't call elder, I call his wife. If I need to, I always call to the wife, can you talk to your husband and ask this? That's me.
This has come to my mind twice. This is interesting. I assumed I was going to ask Mom Margaret the same question, and that's how it would flow, but can we go to the story of, here we go, memory lane again.
Okay.
The woman that brought South Carolina in, the woman that, you know, told you guys about Pastor.
Yeah.
Do you remember her?
Yeah,
Tiffany.
Actually, it's funny that you brought her up.
Yes.
Can you speak up?
Oh, you just saw her.
I saw her.
Oh.
Well, it was maybe on Thursday I ran into her.
Wow.
And I don't think she saw me. But, you know, I saw her walking. And, yes, that's funny. She brought us in.
Tell us how that brought you in happened. Like, no one knows what you and I speak of. But.
Yeah, whenever she brought us in, she came to me to invite me to come visit this man named Pastor Val. And she gave me one of the little MP3 players to listen to him. And it was funny because we had been talking before that about the Sabbath and about, you know, the differences in why we don't do certain things, and the word is saying do it or not do it. And whenever she brought this to my attention, I was listening to the MP3 player, and I couldn't get past just the Sabbath day. That's as far as I didn't know how to work. I didn't know how to operate it or anything, but I couldn't get past the Sabbath day, and I kept going over and over that. And then she said, well, let's just go visit. And we came to visit, and when we did that, Pastor read us. Woo, he read us and told us, you know, he gave us all these things that we wanted to believe that was true, but we didn't want to believe that what we was believing in wasn't true, you know.
Right.
So, you know, we were listening to him, and
and he was telling us about the Christmas and the Easter and the Thanksgiving and everything. And she, when she was coming up to save her sister, you know, because she had some, you know, issues, and she wanted to come into the deliverance part of it to see if she could get her sister delivered. But at that same time, we were getting to know the truth, and we were hungry for it. So we started coming more, and like I said, we were coming once a month.
From South Carolina.
We would drive here once a month and listen to Pastor. And just like Mother Muncie is saying, whenever we heard Pastor, I didn't look at his word as being harsh. I looked at his word as being love, because he spoke straightforward. He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't pretend like, you know, it was, well, you know, I'm telling you this. And, you know, in the Christian churches, they would kind of sugarcoat it just to make sure you continue to come.
No, around the bushes, like we said.
Say it again?
The bushes.
No, around the bushes.
Beating around the bushes. But Pastor didn't beat around the bush. He came straight forward with the word.
And you're part of, how was it for you as a young girl growing up? Were you part of the generation, too, in your geographical location that women stayed with their men? Or were you a part of, you just started seeing families break apart?
Yeah, we saw families break apart. But as I was telling Mother Muncie in the car, whenever, before I was in the dating age, my father had a stroke, and he lost his voice. So I didn't get that father figure or, you know, no, you can't date this guy, or no, this is not the one for you, none of that, because by the time I was at that age, he had already lost his voice and his strength. Yes. So actually, I remember my mom telling me a few times, no, that's not the one, you know, things like that, but it wasn't like an impact like it would have been if it was a father.
Like a law, like the keeping of your father's law.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Hallelujah.
And when you marry on the past, things have changed everywhere in the world, but on the past, I remember when you married, you have to know that you're married for life until you die. So, you know, that was a serious commitment, because you have to obey, you have to respect, and no matter if you like it or not, that's when...
So what does it say about the woman who says, I'm out, I'm out, I'm leaving?
In the old days, there was no that. It had to be the man that, you know, normally left. And it changed, I think it started changing on the 80s. Like how, you know, women started becoming more independent. But no, people were afraid to be alone. Women were afraid to be alone. So when you were married, you'd stay with that man because it was a protection.
Love endured.
Yes.
So, and I do remember when I was married, you know, if I had differences with my former husband, if I went to my mom and, you know, kind of like for guidance, go back home.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going back home. And if you thought you had a problem with that man, and if we had some kind of family gathering or something, you're going to make sure you fix his plate. You're going to make sure that you're going to still do your role, regardless of whether you thought you was right or wrong. You're still going to do that role. And, you know, you handle that later. Don't you bring that out here. And
now you have two obedient daughters.
Hallelujah.
And you get to see the fruit of that in front of you, yes?
Yes.
So the same pattern through your family, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. What else did you talk about? Let me in. Let me in. What did you speak of?
You want me to say something?
Yes, I want you to say something.
I will say this about my sisters, my younger sisters. And I think I spoke to one sister one time. She asked me something, and I said, you know, it's easy to hate and to love. And I include all the sisters in there.
You continue to speak up, okay, Mom? So I don't want them to miss anything.
Because we are sisters. And our pastor said this week, what happened if a woman talked to another woman like that? And he said that they will cut the head. It's true. If I come and talk to you and I said, Sis Ashley, you know, you did this wrong. Oh, my goodness. So I said something that you don't like it. And I maybe come with all my love. what is your reaction? Immediately, anger comes inside
right.
you.
I might not speak to you again this week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or it might be jealousy because you are here, the woman that talk every Thursday or every, you know, envy her.
Yes.
Oh, because she's married to an elder. Oh, that woman is the head of the house. I want to be like her. It's envy. And sometimes they don't get what you have because they envy. If I envy you, I cannot have because like what I always tell you, what I have, you can have it. It's free. It's a gift from
yes,
the Father.
Yes, you can have everything I have. Yes.
Everything that
and
I have is a gift
too.
From the Father,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
And but woman has a lot of envy, and normally the only way they want to call attention or be like you, like everybody knows you, is if I start talking badly about my sister here and start making bad comments, so you make famous and you start getting ahead. I don't know. That's part of things I see.
Yes.
And
cutthroat.
Yeah. And women, we have to change.
Some of us are, right? Those little lights, those little few lights.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us with the truth. Hit us with the truth, Mom.
Well, I don't know that. I'm just saying it's not for me to fix. If they don't want to be fixed, I cannot fix them because that's between them and the Most High.
Hallelujah.
So I cannot change you. You are the one that have to have the heart for him. You're the one that have to have the heart to listen faster and see the love and see how what he's trying to teach you. But if you want to start looking for and look how he stands or look at the clothes that he's wearing.
The reason not to listen. Yes.
No, you understand. So, yeah, a lot of things will come out not to listen to him. Why I want to listen to him? Because he is teaching me about the Father. Not because the way that he looks or the way that he speaks. He talks to me about the Father. And that's all that I want to hear. And I think that you heard me saying to one sister, you have to choose what do you want in life. You want this world or you want the Father? Because the time is near that you have to choose anyway. It's just right around the corner. You have to choose. When Jesus come back and knock at the door, hey, you choose the world. You didn't choose me.
He still sets before us two ways and says choose. It's still the same dynamic. He's the same Father. Mm-hmm. Mom Margaret?
Yes, he is. He's still
make sure
same
you speak
Father.
Up. Speak up so
he's still
can.
The same Father. And when we make a decision, we have to make sure we make that decision that it's going to be beneficial. We can't choose for right now. We have to choose for ever. This is a forever thing, not a right now thing.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that, you know, as an aged woman and spending maybe 30 years or so in the world, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that you strive to do, knowing that other younger women are watching or just even for your own, you know, conviction and relationship with the Most High, what is something that you push yourself to do?
Now, again, like Mother is saying, to be quick to listen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And slow to speak. In the past, I was quick to speak and slow to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's time to be an example. And sometimes you don't always meet the mark, hit the mark. But, you know, you want to be an aged woman that's wise, not an aged foolish woman.
Yeah.
We need to learn from our mistakes. And the only way that we learn and grow is when the Father gives us tests about everything. And, you know, if you don't learn from your mistakes, you are not going to grow. It's that simple.
It's true. Well, let's hear a song for a moment. All right. We'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in. I'm with two aged women of the ministry. I'm glad they're here tonight. I have asked Mother Jennifer to step away and maybe enjoy the show or be free to do what she needs to do. Thank you so much. If you have questions for them, please type it in. Send an email. I'll pull up straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com. I will answer your questions. I'm sorry, I'll ask them your questions. And same with the chat room.
All right, let's see. Be right back. What do I want to play right now? Oh, gosh, back in the day, we used to have an old sign, memory lane again, an old sign that said Maranatha. I think that means what the Most High Yah returns. You remember that sign? Yes, Mom Margaret remembers the sign. So this is a song called Maranatha. I'll be right back. Yeah, we're back. We're live. I'm with Mom Monty, hallelujah, and Mom Margaret. Here we go. Pulling the mic back over to my mom's. Let's bring it up. Let's talk a little bit about what we were even chatting about during the break. Nothing was planned. We haven't talked. I haven't talked to either of you in weeks. So you can't see their faces, but, you know, they have the seriousness. They have the... I don't know, you know how serious it is to speak to this many people, right?
Yes,
very serious. So the chat room says thank you. Really appreciate you. They're listening. Let's jump back to what you were saying. You have experienced, well, you've experienced big changes from when you were a young girl to now that you're aged, right? Many generational changes. What comes to mind, Mom Muncie?
Oh, ma'am.
Remember to speak up because I want them to hear every word. Thank you.
Everything changed from the way that the people dress to the way that people behave. You know, I didn't see that when I was young. The things that I hear, the girl with the girls and things like that. Oh, no, ma'am. I never heard about things like that. Women, we were not go out with boys unless our father allows, you know, to be with the boy. And it was not like, okay, see you tomorrow.
I've seen the youngers, you know.
What about shorts? Could you wear shorts? Could you show your legs? No?
No, ma'am. No. Pants came on the 80s for me.
Wow.
And I always, everybody wear dresses. And like I said, things started changing on the 80s.
Pants. So you grew up with skirts?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes?
Yes. We always wear skirts. We always wear very dressed, nothing showing. I don't know. What about you, Margaret?
Well, I was in the 80s with the pants. I was in the 80s with the pants and the shorts. And the mini skirts, which my daddy would call them mini skirts, you know, because that's all it was. Those things took place in the 80s. So that was
you remember
the norm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, coming out.
Yes, coming
became
out.
The norm.
Yeah. Now, that wasn't the norm for me, but, I think I tried to, you know, for a little while. But after a while, you know, I got saved. I was a Christian. And,
what
my dress
you saved
changed.
From, by the way?
That's a good question.
Right.
But I got saved. But my dress changed. Even though I was still wearing the tight dresses and the tight pants, but I was a Christian, so my dress to me was a little bit more modest than the woman on the street.
When I came here to the States and somebody invited me to their church, and I said, well, okay, so I had to wear a dress or a skirt. And I said, yeah, you can come with pants. And I said, what?
Wow.
So,
even you asking the question, do I need to wear...
Mm-hmm.
Pants or skirt was like
no,
foreign to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
why do you have to ask?
Why
come as you are, they say.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was disrespectful. I don't know if you understand.
Sure.
And it was complete different time. It's not like now.
And now, even in the past 5 years, 3 years. What have you seen change? It's incredible,
Lord.
Right?
That's what I said, Messiah is around the corner.
Yes.
I can all be. You don't know when they're a woman. You don't know when they're a man. You don't know anything anymore. So at least I'm having a hard time.
Right.
I don't know.
I remember in high school for me, you could wear shorts only 2 inches above the knee. Was still like a modesty to the shorts, I guess you could say. Some schools might have that for their uniforms, but that was me growing up. I was sent home a few times when they got the ruler out to measure.
Yeah.
And that was me, you know, my generation.
Yeah. They used to tell me that when I moved here to the States, I always was wearing like a country girl, you know, country of my country.
Uh-huh.
Like,
you look like a Mennonite, Amish,
yes,
country girl.
Yes,
that was you.
Yeah. That's okay. You know, it's the way that you grow. So I guess.
Mm-hmm. And, Mom Margaret, what are you thinking? What were you thinking the whole way down here as you hear Mom Muncie talk? Just enjoying.
The difference in the culture, I guess. But just knowing that, you know, Mother Muncie grew up in the era where things were still a little bit more modest than when we were growing up in the 80s, where anything went, you know, anything goes, you pretty much can do it all, you know, and that's the difference.
And you know the sad part? The whole world want to be like here in the United States.
They want to be like the U.S.
Yeah.
Yes. So have you seen that mentality amongst any of the age women in the ministry?
Oh, ma'am, yes, of course I have.
It's going to stop there. No, it's okay because, you know, the culture, the influence, it's in us all, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've maybe seen or heard things that are, I don't know, talk to me, Mom.
Sometimes, like, a woman don't want to get their age.
Oh, fear aging, maybe? Want to stay young forever?
Yeah.
What is that?
The way that they behave.
Yes. Fear, what is it? Fear, they fear dying or just their own rejection,
I don't know.
Perhaps?
I don't know what they fear. There's nothing more beauty than, you know, being old, I guess.
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, I am.
Ah, yes.
Yes, ma'am. I do enjoy every day, you know. I really do. For me, I have more time with the Father. I feel, I don't know, the happiness in my life because I have more time with him. I enjoy, like I said to Sis Margaret, you are not my friend, you are my sister. Even though it's like a friendship, but for me, what I'm trying to say, we are no friend because I see friend like those younger person that, oh, you know what, I bought this dress. Oh, I didn't know. For me, she's my sister wife because we are both married to the Most High. Yeah, we have no husband.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. We have no husband. Yes, we have elder. We have pastor. We have deacons above us. But our really, you know, husband is the Most High, yeah, because we are not married. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that I was telling her, mm-hmm. you know.
Beautiful. We have a 4 month old right here. I'm gonna pass them along. Go ahead. Hallelujah. The cycle of life, huh? From 4 months old all the way to your ages in here. It's amazing how fast it goes.
Yeah.
At least they want you to have children. It really speeds up, huh?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm living that. Like, wow. Memories.
And I will say, life goes very, very fast. You don't have time if you don't change now. If you think of there, oh, I will change tomorrow because it's easy what you're doing. I've seen youngers that are on the road and you say, well, you have to start your relationship with the Father now. Oh, I do it tomorrow. Like, no.
There's so much to do.
Life is just like a poof,
goes away. Vapor mist.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I was young, like them the other day. Look at me.
Right.
And it's incredible.
Hey, can we share your angel experience? Can we share that? You can tell me no. You're a mommy. No? Okay, she says no. All right. Can we share your how you became a widow experience?
How I became a widow.
I don't know if everyone knows that you have three children. And no, you want to just... I don't know. I just see such strength in that, Mom.
Well, I'm going to share something with all the friends that I think I only have shared with you. And maybe a couple more first. Mm-hmm. And this is very, very close. When my husband was alive, you know, I was a missionary for many years, so going to all the country and telling everybody about the Most High, even though it was not on the right path like I'm doing with Pastor, but I was talking about Jesus in the Most High on those days. And for those that think they have it all right, my big lesson came when I was on my 30s, and my husband passed away. Yep, my husband passed away in 4 days.
Was
boom, diagnosed with brain cancer, and 4 days later he was dead. And I was a widow with three children. And what was my first thing? Oh, Yahweh, why me? Why me?
Yes.
It reminded me of the book of Job. It took me years to understand that I am no one. Until my pastor, the one that people sometimes hate,
mm-hmm.
that pastor Dowell, one day in front of me and started talking about the book of Job. I just cried and I went to my knees and I said, oh, Father, forgive me. Forgive me, Father, who I am for me to decide or choose. Oh, I am no one. It's your will, not mine. And that was my first lesson in my life. And after that day, I say, I will keep my mouth shut. Whatever you want from me, I'll do it. People can do, they can say whatever they want about me. They can beat me, they can do whatever. But if that's your will, I'll just be prepared. Because I failed him once, and I don't want to fail him twice.
And in that failure, what you... That life lesson you speak of, that failure was questioning, right?
Yes, ma'am. Who I am, to ask him.
Yes, yes.
Who I am.
Yes.
And that's
Read the book of Job. Right. Where were you when I did the world? Where were right. you when I could? So who I am to question the Most High? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, right.
I am no one.
But let's back it up. I hope you heard it. 4 days from diagnosed brain cancer to death.
Yes, ma'am.
With 3 sons.
Yes, ma'am.
In your 30s.
Yes, ma'am.
Widow, like.
He always provides for me. Most High, yeah, even though I spoke to him like that, I tried to raise my 3 boys the best.
I can't imagine. You know, that's personal to me. Because
I work like crazy because I have no one
yes.
to help me.
Wow.
I did work with an English that you know. I don't speak nice.
Yeah,
because I was a hard worker person. I kept my mouth shut. Every time that my boss said, do this, do that, I always did it. I became the controller for a company, and I have more than 200 people under me. So, what's the Most High? Yeah. Me with this accent?
You know, you remind me, here we go up memory lane again. Hold on, Mom. Because there's a pattern with the righteous that there's favor.
Even in
crisis, there's favor. There's a pattern of good works or a way of escape. You know, as you say, in a very tough and difficult circumstance, you were still being blessed. That's why you had to have that focus moment of, why am I saying why? Because look at this. Yeah, it's just like changing your mind internally to focus on the thing that he thinks and not how we think, right? That carnal mind.
And I kept doing the same thing that I was doing even when my husband passed away. Every time that I had vacation, there was me telling people, helping people, you know. I never changed, but
question.
Yes. And that was a question in my private time with him. Do you understand? It
absolutely.
Was no complaint.
Internally. No,
I never
no, no,
complained
yes.
to people about him. It was
internal.
Me when you are on your knees praying and talking to the Father.
Yes. Wanting an answer. Mm-hmm. And realizing
if you don't
get it, will you have peace? And I'm saying that for everyone listening. Like,
if you
don't get the answer that you want, will you have peace? And that's something that I have asked myself throughout certain battles, you know. If something doesn't make sense and you don't have an answer, can you still serve him? Can you still have joy?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Absolutely, you can.
And I still remember the day that I went on my knees. And I said, Father, I'm tired of this pastor that only talk about this, talk about that. But it's not true.
Mm-hmm. All these lying pastors.
All the lies.
Yes,
you know,
lies.
That they, and you know, all this, we are going to celebrate Halloween now. And I'm, what is all this? And I never forget the day that my son, even you know, on the old day, one of my son came and said to me, Mom, you see all the things that you have talked to me all these years? I found the pastor. You will like it here. And he was the one that put me
right in front of Pastor Dell on YouTube video.
YouTube video. He was the one that put me Pastor Dell on YouTube video.
Mom, do you remember MP3s? You know, Mom Margaret said
yes,
that.
Yes, you do.
But
I don't think I remember.
No,
MP3. I can't even mess with that. You too. She was telling me that why you don't have a reminder when Pastor speak, and I said, what reminder? Yeah, you
right.
have a button that you press. I said, where?
Right.
So she
right.
Was
oh, my goodness.
And your MP3
that you listened to on the Sabbath message over and over and over,
yeah.
That means you didn't come in on the YouTube videos then.
That is.
Yeah, you didn't see Pastor. Like, it's pretty stunning now, right?
Yeah,
how
big it's become. It's amazing the difference now.
It's amazing.
Because you can go back and, you know, replay these videos or YouTube videos. But then with the MP3, I could barely, you know, rewind that.
I never knew how to work
MP3 either,
don't worry.
I will say this.
Say it.
I will say what I said to Brother Steve one day. We were talking, and somebody said, oh, look, Brother Steve on the computer. And I said, what? I said, Brother Steve, you know, Most High Yah gave us a computer because we have to hear in all the world,
yes,
the Most High Yah world.
Yes, yes.
And because the only way that we can listen to
somebody talking about the Messiah is through the internet.
Absolutely.
So I believe that that's what we have there.
Though Satan tries to rule it.
Yeah, the No Matter is a lot of people from all country listening.
Absolutely.
And they will keep listening. Some people will, some people don't. Not everybody has been chosen.
Right. Always the purge, always the...
That's evangelizing.
Go ahead.
That's evangelizing, where people say that pastors don't evangelize, but that's him evangelizing. I mean, you know, he has people from different countries, but to some people, he's not doing the work, and he's been doing the work from the beginning.
Absolutely.
You
know? Yeah. Gosh, you came when there were 20, 30 of us or whatever, small, plenty of seats, right?
Plenty
wherever
seats.
You wanted to sit.
Yes, yes. When we had the tabernacle down at the bottom of the hill, and it was plenty of room for everybody. There
right, right. You
up.
Could count
yeah.
the tents on a
yeah.
couple of hands
it was,
or so.
It was pretty good. Those were fun times, but it's amazing because I remember, I want to say it was, Pastor was saying that, was it Mother Stalin saying that, no, I want to say, okay, I'm trying to get the person, but that they were going to see cars from the tabernacle, from the dining hall all the way up to the tabernacle.
Yes.
And now,
I remember that too.
Do you
I don't
remember
know
that?
Either, but
I don't
yeah.
remember who said it.
Yeah, quite a few people
like, kind of wow.
spoke that, like,
yeah.
it's going to really line up, that they were really going to come. I didn't see
it.
Nor
no,
did I. I had
post.
No vision for the future.
Yeah.
Absolutely none whatsoever at all.
Yeah.
Nor did I see myself in front of this microphone every Thursday.
Mm-hmm. We thank you for being
yeah,
here.
Now we're doing every 9 years, every
nine
week.
Years.
Imagine
we
that,
thank
huh?
Thank you, Emma and Jennifer.
Oh, bless you.
Yes.
Wow, I love you all so much.
Hallelujah. I know you say sometimes I don't have anything to say, but
I always say
just
that,
you being here and talking to the youngers, because I don't consider, you are younger for me,
yes.
but you're young for me.
Yes.
But there is another generation coming behind you that is the one that really needs. I can see some over here.
Yes, sometimes the room
really,
is filled with like 27
yeah.
under.
And they probably will not hear me because they say, oh, those old people, what do they have to say? But they won't listen to you.
Yes. Actually, Mom, they type in the chat room. They love to sit at Wisdom's feet, actually. That's what they like
oh,
to hear.
Yeah.
Though I understand the age gap creates a, I don't know, they didn't see you in your 30s living it. They didn't see you in your 40s living it, you know. So I understand how Yah's dynamic is, you know, examples throughout every generation.
I would just say this, you know, love him with all your heart.
Yes.
There's nothing, I can tell you, there is nothing in this world.
Nothing.
Nothing. No money, no fame, no nothing. Nothing. I can tell you that.
Right. You always say it, Mom. He's coming.
And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah, he made me a widow. Not only made me a widow, I ain't married again, and he made me choose.
Mm-hmm.
Choose between your God and me. Oh. Yes, God, that's no decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking too much.
No, not talking too much.
But, you know, people don't understand. I will do it all over again because I am who I am this day for all the tests that I went through.
Yes. You pick him every time.
And every time that the Messiah tests you, be blessed.
Yes.
Be blessed because you will grow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You will get closer to him.
Yes.
You might say that I'm crazy, but that's the way that I see it.
Yes.
You know? And yes, love him above everything. No, this world, there's nothing in this world.
But you got a shirt that I want. And I like your head cover.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Jesus, you can have it.
Yeah,
that stuff matters to me, Mom. You know?
Not for me.
No.
I was a widow with 3 children. He always provided for me. Always.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I became, you know, in this company. I was able to pay for my children. I was able. One day I say, but yeah. I used to call him God. God. But if I'm doing this for these people, why I don't do it for myself? So I start my own business.
What's the comment you said? I think you said it on the way here, and I think you said it at the beginning of your show. What did you say? Hate and love comment again?
Mm-hmm.
Hate and love.
Yes, it's easier to hate than to love.
It's easier to hate than to love. You've learned that in the faith too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You've learned a lot and tested in the faith too?
Yes, ma'am. I had. But like I said to my sister Marguerite here talking, if Jesus forgives me, why am I not to forgive? If he loves me as still, why am I not to love? So, and no matter.
How can you teach the younger not to care about the things that they care about, other than just continually repeating? You know, when you haven't had life's experience, you'll understand, because when we were younger, there was a lot more time and concern that your mind spends on what you're going through or, you know, whatever's around you. What do you think?
How can I teach them that?
Mm-hmm. It's difficult, right?
Yes, it is. It is difficult, but I think in your demeanor, the way you carry yourself, and in the way that you live, that you can teach it through your experiences.
Yeah.
You know, because they do watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They might say they don't watch, or they, you know, they might not watch you as much as you think they are, but the little things matters, and they will see it.
Soaking it in.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes
they
will not see it on the moment,
mm-hmm.
but they will see it later on.
Yes.
It's like I'm going back when I was young, you know. Maybe I got upset my dad when he used to say, no, you are not going to do this because I want to do it or I want something. But at the end, I will say, oh, wow, look at he say that because if I will do it, this will happen to me or, I don't know.
Yes. Protection, a border,
yeah.
A boundary that he gave me.
And you might hate that person at the same time that is telling you certainly things, but at the end you will realize, wow, how much that person cares for me.
Yes.
That she got to the limit to say this even though she knew that I might get offended. I don't know how to put it. It's just the way that it is. You learn with age.
You learn with age, right. Experience, you learn with age.
Look at you. How much have you learned with the years?
Absolutely.
And God bless you with a husband that is really, you know,
strong.
Yes.
Right.
It's a blessing.
It is a blessing. Let's hear another song.
Thanks for letting me into your rock on the way here. Hallelujah. Let's see. What do I want to play next? Let's go to this right here. All right.
I shall never love another song. Thank you.
Pepone, that's African for paradise, African style, I should say. If you don't know what dialect you're listening to, Sister Tonight, Sister Ashley, and my Marcy and my Margaret. Want to read a quick email. It says, I enjoy the speech of our mothers. This just came in. I enjoy the speech of our mothers so much, and I just want to say thank you for enduring us, not giving up on all of us and our mess-ups and our stumbles. I love listening about the love we should have and what it takes to get there. Bless you, mothers, from a very grateful daughter. Thank you so much, and shalom. If I say the word on divorce, my mother, what comes to mind?
Separation. Separation. I don't know that much about divorce, but I do know about separation. And when my husband and I separated, it was because of the divide of the house.
I wanted
I wanted to follow the Most High, and he was still in the, you know, still entertaining the world a little bit more. It was one of those situations to where the house was divided because of the ministry. You know, I kept the Sabbath. He would want to watch movies all throughout the Sabbath, you know. Or if I wanted to fellowship with the saints, he wanted to go to the clubs, you know. So there was, it was, that was the difference in the separation. We didn't have anything in common anymore.
In the early years, memory lane again, in the early years of your separation, I remember you standing. That's what I knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as an aged woman, and with our age difference, and I'm the, you know, age of your daughter,
yes.
I didn't, you with wisdom didn't share mm-hmm. with me, but mm-hmm. was there anybody who was a straight to you that had experienced it at Straightway?
You mean
experienced a divide in their house? I'm thinking Granny Barb, obviously, she lived it.
Yes.
Granny
Barb
was to you?
Yeah, she was definitely a strength for me because she had experienced it. And just, you know, standing, you know, just being able to stand and not waver in her faith and believing that the Father had her, you know, he was her covering. Even though you're not under a covering anymore, it's like a death. It's really like a death when you separate from your husband. If you, it's a tearing apart. And when my husband chose not to follow in the way, he didn't stop me. And that was, I thank the Father for that. He never stopped me from doing it. But he just didn't have a desire. You know, he even mentioned to Pastor once that he knew this was the way. But he just didn't have the desire to, so I guess the Father wasn't calling him. He wasn't working with him at all.
Yes.
But when that happened, it was a lot of other things that was going on. You know, I don't know if you knew, but he had a drug problem.
Okay.
So that was one of the things that I think kept him in bondage a lot. Even though he knew that this was the way, that was one of the things that prevented him that stronghold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for standing. So yes, I was just reflecting on that this week. The older, like the nucleus, the old guard, as Pastor calls them, they've lost a lot, and now, it's the pattern because everyone who comes along loses a lot.
Right.
You said earlier you were asked to choose, Mom Muncy. You were asked to choose, and that was how many years ago? Gosh.
I was coming before.
11
years,
maybe? Yes.
11
years
ago?
Yeah, we were just talking about how long, about, it's been about 11 years.
Okay.
Yes.
But you know, that's what I said at the beginning, you better choose now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things hurt. I have to choose also between my son. I feel here.
Mm-hmm.
He's not.
Mm-hmm. You have to choose to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You have to choose to forgive. He was in the faith,
mm-hmm.
and he left. That
mm-hmm.
was my older one. He wasn't the head of the community over there, you know. But you have to choose who you love the most. It can be your father, it can be your daughter, it can be your son, it can be your husband, who you love the most. You love the Mosiah? I chose to love him more than anything.
Well, as pastors say, you don't put nothing between you and your Savior. You don't put nothing or no one in between you and your Savior. You have to take that as serious as you can possibly take it, because it's one of those things that if you do put something in between, then you will stumble, you will fall, because you don't have no ground, no security with the Father.
Yep. One sister had asked if you, knowing what you know now, the knowledge that you know, or just, you know, the dynamics of the ministry and the videos and all the knowledge that comes forth, if you had to direct someone to their first video, what would you ask them to pick? And they don't mean a video mm-hmm. title per se, because we're not going to have those
right.
remembered anyway. But, you know, I guess what part of the gospel are you going to direct them to?
Well, I think I would find out where they're at first,
mm-hmm.
you know, where their strengths or where their weaknesses are. And then, you know, feed them where they need to be, where they're hungry. You know, if it's in understanding the Sabbath, you know, you would direct them there. But if it's something more so on trying to understand why women should wear head covering, or if it's something to wear why we don't keep the holidays but we keep the feast days. So I would find out where they're hungry and then direct them that
yes.
way.
The way that they choose, where they are, is what is in their heart. For example, you are here in front of me. What are you looking for? If you're looking for like a head cover, well, that's an excuse that you have. Who you're looking for? You're looking for the Messiah, or you're looking for the external things?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you understand.
Absolutely, because there are two ways in front of us. I don't care
mm-hmm. if Pastor said that I have to dress cover my face.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he tell me the Messiah, well, that's a requirement he want me to do.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Just lead me to the Messiah.
It's not
yeah.
something bad.
Yeah.
Well, he's not telling me nothing bad about covering my head.
Yeah.
So why should I complain for that?
Right.
That is an example. I just care what he's teaching me. He's teaching me about the Messiah way.
Yes.
If that's what you hunger, I can teach you everything about, and everything will calm down
yeah.
in place.
Yes.
And you know, another thing, I think if we as people would stop worrying about the natural and just focus on the spiritual.
Thank you.
You mean
you don't got to be black?
You don't have to be black.
What?
Just forget about the natural. Just forget about the natural.
That's incredible.
Well, that was something that I learned coming to this country. I didn't know the difference between black and white, because I'm coming from an island. Everybody's black
You're
and white.
You're coming from an island. Everybody's black and white. But everybody black and white on the island is not like everybody black and white in America, right?
No, ma'am. No,
so,
you
so
didn't
like
see you're black
like
and
white.
Right.
No,
no. Jesus.
You be careful. You don't even say that word, you know.
That person is black. Oh, what?
You didn't know you can say that. Over there, you can say it because you're describing
everybody
the person.
Everybody is love.
Yeah, it's love.
If
right.
somebody call you, hey, mi negrita linda, I'm telling you, oh, my
beautiful.
You can be white, blonde, and I still can call you mi negrita linda
yes.
because it's love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. It was a shot, culture shot.
Oh, all right, Piles, we're having translations here. So I'm not going to ask you, if you can see her smile right now, I'm not going to ask you, Mamansi, to translate. I'm going to ask Margaret to translate.
Okay.
Translate what she says.
You're a beautiful nigga.
You're a beautiful nigga.
That's
you can
English.
Say that.
That's in English. English. But in the Spanish, we say, that is loud. Oh, mi negrita linda.
Yes.
Even though you have blonde blue eyes,
yes.
you are mi negrita linda.
That's what you should have said you got here. No
yes.
one would have known what you were saying.
No, I have to be careful. And that's one of the reasons also I had to be careful talking to me here in the United States. You know, when
you came over here and you were warned.
Because I might say something and you might get offense. And I say, oh, my Lord. They gave a compliment and
she's offended.
Yeah. You have to be careful, you know.
Better be careful over here, Mom. Mm-hmm. You're still learning.
It doesn't matter. That I love is him.
Yes, you
and don't care about
oh, you got a home
him.
In the sky. You're going to tell
right.
this world goodbye.
All right.
That's what it says.
Hallelujah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Now what? What's on your mind?
Well, just going back to the natural and the spiritual.
Yes.
You know, if we would stop thinking about the natural part and just focus on the spiritual, we won't worry about whether we have to put on a head covering. We don't worry about whether we have to wear a long dress.
Hallelujah.
Or, whether we have to dress modest. That will just come. It'll just actually come with it because we're focused on the spiritual being and how we need to present ourselves as a spiritual being and not this natural being.
And honor all men.
Honor all,
All young creation. But are you sure, as a melanated woman sitting in front of me, that you have not been brainwashed by some Christian white doctrine of acceptance? Because that does exist, right? And so, they come over here.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the push now of the racism, it's really on a rise, Mom. I don't know how much TV you don't watch, but...
I don't watch TV.
Exactly. It's out there. It's out there. And, people are looking for Yah in it all. And finding lies, of course. Finding pastors that distort. We heard, Pastor Mir even talk about it last night on Lions Den. But then you come here and you're going to find out some disappointing things if you're looking for a completely melanated group of people that are going to restore you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Did you have a problem with that? Did you have a problem with the mix?
Never.
No,
I've never had a problem with the mixture. I mean, to me, I'm just grateful that he chose me.
Yes.
I'm grateful that he chose me. And I know this is a saying, you can be polka dotted, I don't care. But, it doesn't matter to me. The skin tone of any person, spiritual. It should be spiritual. Sure.
Don't ask me. I told you, I've been stealing shots. I've been in this country for so many years.
Yeah.
You're still,
but it's so spiritual that the other part doesn't even have an impact. Now, how they say, it doesn't matter what color Jesus was. They would say that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color everything
else is. We were talking on the car,
yes,
that people say something with their mouth, but it's what is coming from
their
heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how pretty you are.
Mm-hmm.
How did they say?
Mm-hmm.
Flattery. Yeah,
what?
But they say, bless your heart, my dear.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But in the outside, they're telling you that.
Yeah.
But in the inside.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
Cutting your head.
It took
me a couple years to understand that one.
Yeah.
Ah, the subtlety of Satan, huh?
Yeah.
Sadly, you have to learn his subtleties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's because we're a special kind of people.
Two faces.
Special kind of people.
Two faces.
Yeah.
They say something and meaning something,
mm-hmm.
and I was not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
I still. If I have to tell you something, I flat out told you on the
mm-hmm.
face, and you can ask any sister that know me, she will boom
mm-hmm.
in your face. Or listen, somebody say, because I cannot go, I cannot go gossiping behind your back. That's not me. If somebody said to you, Mother Moses said this, no, come and ask him me, because I flat out told you on your face, boom. That's me. I'm the...
Praise God.
Yeah, I don't understand that part of American. I don't, and I still don't. I might die in this country.
You might die and not understand.
Nope.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave yet, Mom. You still.
Whenever he calls.
I know you're ready.
You don't have to rush.
Right. Don't rush.
He knows when it's time.
He does.
So you drove how many hours?
I have no, what, 10 hours?
10 hours.
We have a little incident.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about Pastor, and we're talking about, and she was speeding. We didn't know.
You were speeding and didn't know. Yes.
No, we were watching the video that Pastor posted today.
Today, yes.
And yes,
did
ma'am.
You see the video? Yes.
And we were watching that video, and we got so involved in that video that the whole world was gone.
Yes. And we were
you were speeding.
I was feeling bad after because I said to her, I feel bad. I should be aware that you were speeding, but we were.
Well, the mountains took me in. That's what it was.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was
working, who are going downhill.
That's an example of an aged woman, too,
mm-hmm.
who had no fear of speech, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no fear of speech? Mm-hmm. No fear of speaking against the Marianne or myself or Mother Carol.
Oh, I wasn't talking, yeah. We were not talking badly about him. We were listening
yes.
to him.
No,
the
video.
That's not the
video.
Oh.
She's talking about the video.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Video. Yeah. But that's dangerous. That's a dangerous thing.
Okay.
It's a dangerous thing to speak against the man of Yah. And she didn't have any fear. She didn't have any, she didn't show it. But it's a sad thing that the family went through what it went through because
Absolutely.
Of this woman that didn't want
to submit. It's always a
submit.
Price to pay when you do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later it will come. Sometimes if I start talking badly about pastor right now, you can be sure it might not be tomorrow, might not be next year, but you can be sure that the father up there is watching, and he will come down when he's ready. His will be done on his time.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, vengeance is his. It's always. I've seen that. I've seen it many, many, many times. And sometimes it's 5 years after I say, ooh, look, remember what he said or what she said or what this. Look, you can know. It's like how she said, you don't speak for Most High Yah people. You don't.
Mm-mm.
He's very jealous. And I told you this. That is for real.
Well,
I'm really afraid of him. I'm very,
the examples
very,
are there. We have so many examples, you know, for Dathan and Abiram. You know, there's examples when someone speaks against the man of Yah,
mm-hmm.
and then they, you know, and destruction falls on them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Checking the chat room, checking the emails. Let's see. Hallelujah.
All right.
I don't see anything. I know it's kind of a laid-back talk, but I hope everybody enjoyed it.
Laid-back?
All we're going to do is talk about the Father anyway.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
there's
nothing else to talk about.
No, there's
nothing
nobody
else.
Again, I will say it, and I will say over and over and over. Choose what you want in this life. Because if you don't choose now, when it comes, and you want to choose, it's too late.
Pastor was talking about hell, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think back in probably your day, hell was more of a message amongst
yes.
mm-hmm. even Christian ministries, but now it's, you know, not spoke of, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's an aged man that just got up and left. He was
yeah.
his first time visiting the community, he just left.
During
mm-hmm.
that message,
it walked out.
Mm-hmm. Well, but if you're scared of that, you better be more scared of the Most High.
Absolutely.
I don't understand.
Yes.
You should be on your knees praying, oh, forgive me, Father, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and so that don't happen. Because sooner or later, it will come. I'm afraid.
Sure.
I'm afraid to make anything wrong, to be honest with
yes.
you.
Yes,
yes. I'm very afraid.
Well, in Christianity, everybody thinks, you know, you can live any kind of way you want to. You can do whatever you want
no.
to. You're going to make it into heaven, you know. It doesn't matter, you know. Because this loving God that we serve wouldn't put somebody in hell.
Yep.
You know? So that's the difference between, you know, the Christianity way.
That's the same thing. Oh, my sweetheart.
Bless your
I
heart.
Love you. Bless your
uh-huh.
heart.
And let me cut
name.
Your throat when you turn around.
And, yeah.
Yes. Flattery.
Oh, I observe that there's still two ways in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you find the way
mm-hmm.
that we're in
mm-hmm.
and then all other ways just disappear.
Right.
No, there's still two ways set before you each day.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say hate and love,
mm-hmm.
for example, or offense and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
yeah.
matter. You're constantly choosing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And love is caring. Love is giving. Love is, you, my sister, you have a baby. I will ask you, do you want me to take care of the other children? I make a super for you.
Do you want me to do your laundry? That is love. Love is not giving me a hug and say that you love me. It's not with your mouth. It's showing your love. If she's sick and I have to drive 10 hours, I will drive it if she needs me. Hey, I'm going because she's all by herself. That is love.
Yes.
I don't know if you understand.
Yes.
Sometimes,
love is kind.
Listen, when I was in my country, there was no religion, but I saw more charity on people. Oh, you know, the neighbor is sick, and everybody in the neighborhood will bring at least a plate of soup, and they will say, can I do something for your children? More sometimes that I see it even here in between my sister. And I should be quiet because I'm talking too much. But anyway.
You should see it more. That's what you said. Yes. Amongst Israel. Amongst
yes,
churches,
ma'am.
Amongst women that are striving for the same purpose, the same calling.
Yes.
Yes.
If we love the Most High, and you are my sister, what do you need?
Give. Yes. Absolutely. Which is why we all come together.
I will know and speak up. If I have something that I need or I'm hungry or nobody will know it because I will not speak. Because that's what the way that I was raised. You be quiet. He always provides for me. Always. I'm telling you, I never was hungry. Even when I became a widow, he always provide job for me. He always provide things. And I always say, thank you, Jesus.
And he'll use his people to provide things or to bless one another without you even asking. Huh? Yes.
And sometimes it comes from you never expect it.
Right, right. Yes.
I can tell you, my house was, I was getting sick this past year, I don't know if you heard about that, all the time with a cold and coughing, and didn't know. And one day my water heater blew up. I have mold in my house. That's what was making me sick all the time. But when the water heater explodes, you know, I say, oh, my Lord, I don't know what to do. Well, okay, my son said, Mom, call the insurance. Okay, I call the insurance. I even didn't know. And they found mold. And that's why it was, you know, making me sick. I was blessed. The Father made the water heater to explode. The Father, you know, provides the insurance pay. If no, I didn't know what to do. So I don't, you know what I'm saying? He always provides for me, so I don't care.
This is beautiful because you're a widow.
Always.
So here a widow, I speak with zeal and love and excitement.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. He always and everything.
Yes.
Everything. I don't complain because
he's your provider.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you fear him too much to gossip?
Fear to
do you fear Yah too much to gossip?
Oh yes, ma'am. If I gossip to you, I know that the punishment will come for me.
Mm-hmm. So you stay tight-lipped,
right? I'd rather keep my mouth shut.
Absolutely. Do you fear him too much to murmur and complain?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
You cannot complain. I already told you, I complain once when I ask him why. Mm-hmm. Why should I complain if I'm telling you for people don't do the same mistake that I did?
Mm-hmm.
No, I cannot complain.
Not even when your body got affected, your hip got affected, right?
No, ma'am.
No, you won't do it.
No, why should I complain?
That's mm-hmm. the fear, yeah, you know?
No, ma'am. If I'm in pain, I say, Yahweh, you are my healer. You are, I ask pastor and elder, please lay hand on me, but that's it, because I go with what is being told.
Right.
But me?
You don't go to Rite Aid each month and pick up all your prescriptions and head over to your, you know,
no, ma'am. The only thing I did was an X-ray. They did an MRI, and they told me your hip is broken and it's not fixable unless you have a hip replacement. And I said, okay, thank you very much. Okay, Father, you know me. I'm here. You promised me that you will take care of me. So I pass it on. He promised, and he does.
He does.
I drive. I might know. You might think I don't walk, but I do walk.
Yes, you do walk.
You walk well.
When people, you know, see me, you know, no, I walk.
Yes.
How I walk? I forgot to tell the Father that I want to walk straight, but I want to walk, and he put me to walk, and I'm walking.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Whatever the way that he wants me to walk.
Yes. Beautiful. It's really a sign and a wonder to, you know, I guess when we've been here, we've talked about for years, you know, 15 years, Mom Margaret and I, and 11 for some of you. And when you start, seeing the Father, you don't want to forget that he's doing mighty things amongst us.
Right.
You know, you don't want to forget the testimonies that brought us in, and you don't want to forget just the signs and the wonders, like they're there, Mom, just like you talked about, like the virgins that are getting married. That's amazing. Where else? You know, women are being ravaged. Their bodies are treated like animals, and you know, who knows, abuse, all the circumstances that would take a woman's virginity, but somehow he's preserving.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, right? They're shaking their heads to anyone who can't.
Trust him.
Trust.
Trust with all your heart. It's all that you
can. No matter where you are.
No matter what you're going through.
But he's restoring it. He's restoring that purity with the virgins. He's restoring what's stolen from us, you know, because we thought we knew what to do and how to do it, and now he's restoring what was actually taken from us. And it's a beautiful thing when you can say that there's a virgin getting married,
yes,
and
yes,
not a woman that has been
for the fourth time.
Yes, yeah, put a fork in it, like the pastor said, turned over so many times, you know, with all that extra DNA. So it's a beautiful thing when you can see that a virgin is getting, you know, being betrothed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Worth praising the Father, you know, for those who have daughters who want to preserve their bodies.
Yes. And now that the younger generation, they're coming up, and just like your generation, you know, you're bringing those children up now that will be pure, that will be that generation that hadn't been tainted and touched or contaminated, should I say. So that's going to be that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
We hope they stay with Yah,
mm-hmm,
that they serve Him.
Yes.
We'll see. We shall see.
Yes. We
He's
all
deserving.
Have to decide.
Mm-hmm. You go back to choose every time.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
We all
choose.
Have to
mm-hmm
decide.
Mm-hmm.
Even children have to decide what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It will come. Your
will
time
come.
Will come.
Absolutely.
But
quickly too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Choose.
He works out all things, the chat room says. A bunch of hallelujahs and all praises to the Most High Yah. You know, it's a different dynamic having aged women on too, because it's not the fast-paced, over-stimulated dialogue that this generation's used to. It's actually, it takes you down to the calmness, the stillness of age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's that place of fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because everything out there is coming at them fast. Everything's moving fast,
mm-hmm,
thinking fast, acting fast, hasty, you know.
And we have to register it. You know, you ask the question, you have to think on it before you answer it, because if you answer it too soon, you might not, I mean, just like you say with the audience, you don't want to give them the wrong answers.
Right.
You don't want to share the wrong information. Because this is serious. It's too serious to mess it up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
can't
quick
hurt
to hear
somebody if you give the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
Quick to hear, slow to speak.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all have anything else before we wrap it up tonight? You are both here for the weekend, right?
Yes,
until
ma'am.
Next second day or so?
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome home to
thank
your
you
home in Tennessee.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to
bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah, absolutely. Bless our shepherd. And
and
you get to stay with Grandma Barb. That's a delight. You know, I didn't get upset or anything that you weren't with me. It didn't even bother me. You're always at the bell.
I did, you know.
No, I'm just playing.
I know you were playing, but,
I hope
we are for everybody.
Yes.
And, I love to stay with you,
it.
But she always said, you know, and maybe you can stay with me one day. Maybe you can stay with me one day. And after 11 years,
one
year
day has
come.
Hallelujah. Yes, after 11 years. Granny Bob's is the place to be, too. It really
hallelujah
is. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, No more. Let me see. Let me check the phone real quick. I got my emails put up on the phone. Thanks to everyone who's following. It's going to be a big weekend. We got 28 guests coming to the land tomorrow. And, you know, Granny Diane's one-liner for the people who would come in. You know, we talked about earlier that question that said, how would you direct someone come into faith, or how would you, what video, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different right answers, but I know her one-liner would be, do you have his spirit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's
right?
Good.
That's good. That's what, was it, Paul? Didn't Paul say that as soon as he met someone on the road?
Mm-hmm.
He said, do you have his spirit?
Spirit.
Yeah, because it's not just coming here that seals you at mm-hmm. all whatsoever. You could actually waste many
here.
Years here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right, hold on. I'm go to the. Y'all got anything to say while I'm checking my emails? My young daughter, very young daughter, virgin
mm-hmm.
daughter, says yes. So much wisdom. Thank you. I love sitting at the feet of wise women. I'm thankful for you all. Hallelujah. And one email says, bless you. My master has taken me off the job. I worked various positions in a distribution warehouse for the last 6 years on an overnight shift, and it really hindered my work in the home. And with my master's children. So my first day home, I had a mountain of laundry, bed sheets, blankets, and washing from potty accidents, showering a dog from her potty accident, and I immediately began to murmur. Then Yah revealed to me that I was being just as the Israelites that he brought out of Mizraim, and murmuring in my wilderness after being removed from captivity. I immediately repented to Yah and to my master, and I'm so thankful for our shepherd, Pastor Dow, Pastor Corey, Pastor Mir. I'm so thankful for Yah for giving me the ears, the ear, for his Holy Spirit. Yes, it is the goodness of the Most High, Yah, that leads you to repent.
Mary.
He's led me continually to repent. Don't you practice
daily.
Repenting? Can I say practice? And it
yes. fear,
you know?
Yes.
Don't we practice that?
Daily.
Yes.
Daily.
Something, surely, you can repent for.
Yeah, like I said, it's easy to hate and to love. You know, and it's hard to love your husband that he put you out of the job, that you don't have to work outside anymore, that you can have more time with your children and with your house. So it's hard to see that love. Immediately we start complaining and we start hating, oh, I have to clean the dog poo. I have to do great, you know.
Right. Oh, I love children. I love being at home. Did you know that?
That's oh, a good I place did. To be.
You did
I
too?
I did. I didn't have the opportunity to spend the time that I want that much
right.
because I have to raise them. But
yes,
but yes ma'am. And I will say this to a woman, and a woman cannot make a boy
not
be a boy. I have my youngest one that some people know that he is the way that he is, but like I used to say to the father, make me a widow, so I cannot do anything.
He is the way that he is because of the absence of the father in the
yes,
home?
Ma'am.
Yes, and
yes,
you know that even after
yes,
all these years.
Ma'am.
No matter how much you tried, no matter what kind of mother you were, yes?
Mm-mm. You cannot. You cannot because you're a mother first.
Absolutely.
Like I said, but I don't make myself guilty because, you know, I was a widow.
And you can't go beyond what you're created to be
mm-mm.
anyway.
Mm-mm.
You can't put that on your shoulders.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I train him to love the Father, but everybody have to choose in their lives,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You speak like free women, marching to freedom, huh?
Hallelujah.
Would you say that? Are you free?
I am free. Well, I am belong to the Father. I am on His.
Of course, your servant.
Yes. Yes.
Look, He set you free.
I feel free. Free from the world.
Mm-hmm. That's a sign and a wonder,
mm-hmm.
right, in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
A widow, free from the world,
yes.
breaks her hip, keeps on marching. Calls on the physician.
No,
I mean, we can make it a light thing, but it's incredible.
It's just
it doesn't. Have, it's just the flesh, right? It's
yes.
just the flesh. Oh, don't you despise the flesh?
Yes, ma'am.
And the exaltation of it,
especially when you let it talk to
to you like a...
Oh, it's painful. No, think on the Mosaiah. It will
yes,
go.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Even if the pain is still there, you're thinking on the Father. Start singing. Start praising. Start doing something to Him.
Yes. Yes. That comes from a lifetime of prayer or, you know, spending a lot of time with Him.
Yeah.
That's what your mind, you know, is trained to do.
When you don't think on the pain, you think on the Father.
Of course.
You forget the pain.
Of course.
Yeah. So think on the Father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to not think on the pain whenever you're going through even your daily journey. Mm-hmm. And things might happen in your life. You put your thought on, as it say, you know, think on these things. Put your thought on the things above, opposed to thinking on the surface, because
mm-hmm.
the surface is deceiving.
It's like I pray every day, that you be on my thought,
oh Yahweh.
That if I have any negative thought, that you will come in my mind immediately, that you be on my heart. Because He is in your heart and your mind, it's like you don't care about anything else.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and you pray because Satan wants to go through your mind. That's the one that he wants to attack first,
mm-hmm.
or your body. But if you
mm-hmm.
give your body to the Father and you give your mind and you have it and pray every day so the Father be on your mind all the time.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
And talk to Him. My son sometimes comes to the house. To whom are you talking?
Yeah,
I'm talking to him.
Hey, talking
I'm not
to
getting crazy. I'm just talking to the Father.
I'm not getting crazy.
I'm just talking to the Father.
Hallelujah.
I know He doesn't answer to me, but I still talk to Him.
Yes, He's alive.
Oh, yes, I know He can hear me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's humorous, isn't He?
Yes, he has a very good sense of humor. Very good sense of humor, I can tell you that.
Hallelujah. Thank you for talking to me about your lover.
Mm-hmm. I do love him.
Yes.
And I try to share my love with everybody.
Yeah, you share it with me.
Yeah.
Can I go before you go? Can I meet him before you meet him, Mom? Is that all right?
Yours like it's mine.
Just putting it out there.
I'm not jealous.
Hallelujah.
I'm not.
I know you're not.
I am not.
Nothing else from the chat room. Nothing else on the emails. Sister Sakina has our car heating up. It's cold. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Oh, my goodness. Let's go out with a song, but please follow up with any concluding words if you have them. Margaret, I'll go to you first. Any encouragement for the Daughters of Zion?
My encouragement would be to stand. No matter what goes on in your life, stand. Whether you're having your trials or your tribulations, stand. No matter what happens in your life, stand. The bottom line is stand.
Understand.
Have a relationship with the Father is very important. If you dedicate time to Him, you will feel it. I'm not saying that He will talk to you because He will not talk to you, but you will see answer. You will see things happening in your life, the change. Imagine that is your husband. And if you are not married, you're single, and imagine that you're talking to your Father. It's just that relation, talking to Him.
Give Him time.
Give Him. Yeah. It's the only thing that I can say. Talk to Him about everything. Sometimes you will be amazed if somebody comes next to you 10 days after, and they will give you the answer or what you are talking to the Father. And you say, wow.
Well, I don't know.
That's knowing Him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, He will find a way to
communicate
let you know.
Back.
Yes. Yes. To let you know what you need to do. But you need to ask. You need to pray and have that relation.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna bug you, Grandma Barbara, on Shabbat night. I'm gonna come hang out with y'all if y'all don't hang out with y'all. Y'all know that, right? I'll follow you to your house. I bring the baby. She said hi.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless y'all. We love you. Praise y'all. Enjoy our last song, and we'll go out with the shofar. Thanks for listening tonight.
Oh, my words fall short. I've got nothing. How could I express all my gratitude?